Lord, tonight we come into your presence, and you are the healer. Only you can heal, Lord. Only you can heal. Lord, you know the wounds in our hearts. You know our illnesses. You know our past sins. And it isn't merely just an act of absolution that we need. We need an act of repentance, an act of liberation, an act of renunciation. So, Jesus, we look to you. You are the healer. But standing next to you is Our Lady. And she said, "Fiat, let it be done." So, Lord, tonight as we have this litany to Our Lady, we ask her to put her hand upon all those who are suffering. That Our Lady will put her hand on all those she sees as her son or daughter. By our baptism, we are Christians, little Christ bearers. So Mary has a right to put her hands on us and bless us. Folks, our response is going to be pray for us, okay? Holy Mary,
pray for us.
Holy Mother of God,
pray for us.
Holy Virgin of Virgins,
pray for us.
Mother of Christ,
pray for us.
Mother of Divine Grace,
pray for us.
Mother most pure,
pray for us.
Mother most chaste,
pray for us.
Mother inviolate,
pray for us.
Mother undefiled,
pray for us.
Mother most amiable,
pray for us.
Mother most admirable, Mother of good counsel,
pray for us.
Mother of our Creator,
pray for us.
Mother of our Savior,
pray for us.
Virgin most prudent,
pray for us.
Virgin most venerable,
pray for us.
Virgin most renowned,
pray for us.
Virgin most powerful,
pray for us.
Virgin most merciful,
pray for us.
Virgin most faithful,
pray for us.
Mirror of justice,
pray for us.
Seat of wisdom,
pray for us.
Cause of our joy. Spiritual vessel,
pray for us.
Vessel of honor,
pray for us.
Singular vessel of devotion,
pray for us.
Mystical rose,
pray for us.
Tower of David,
pray for us.
Tower of ivory,
pray for us.
House of gold,
pray for us.
Ark of the covenant,
pray for us.
Gate of heaven,
pray for us.
Morning star,
pray for us.
Health of the sick,
pray for us.
Refuge of sinners,
pray for us.
Comforter of the afflicted.
Pray
Help of Christians,
pray for us.
Queen of angels,
pray for us.
Queen of patriarchs,
pray for us.
Queen of prophets,
pray for us.
Queen of apostles,
pray for us.
Queen of martyrs,
pray for us.
Queen of confessors,
pray for us.
Queen of virgins,
pray for us.
Queen of all saints,
pray for us.
Queen conceived without original sin,
pray for us.
Queen assumed into heaven,
pray for us.
Queen of the Most Holy Rosary,
pray for us.
Queen of peace,
pray for us.
Protectress of this parish,
pray for us.
Protectress of your pastor,
pray for us.
Intercessor for vocations.
Pray for us.
Folks, please be seated just a couple of minutes. So the Lord is the healer. I want to just talk about two things tonight, just briefly with the exposition of the Blessed Sacrament. I often find sometimes that there are two areas that need to heal in almost every person. Their eyes, okay, and their hands. Yesterday's gospel, the woman was caught in adultery. They said, you know, just hold that seraph up on a stick and you know what, you look at it, you're going to be healed. A lot of our culture is suffering from the sins of the eyes. They're almost blind. They can't see. And when they can't see, it's broken, it's perverted. I want to ask you, have you ever asked the Lord to heal your eyes from your childhood trauma? From those things that you looked at regarding movies websites that are completely, unfathomably anti-Christian. The way you may have looked at another person in anger or lust or hate. Do you recognize that those can cause great oppression in your eyes? Blessed are the pure of heart, for they will see God. There's a direct correlation, I'm absolutely convinced, between the rise of this culture of promiscuity and pornography and people's inability to see. And it isn't just in the reality of just those sins. Because those sins can heal if I really want them to heal. I have to make a firm resolve to heal. So tonight I'm going to ask if you should choose to be prayed over tonight by Father or myself. That one of the things I'm going to ask you to do is, Lord, I want you to heal my eyes. If you come up, whether you sit here or kneel, you have to look at the Blessed Sacrament. You have to lift your head and look at the Lord. Because it does no good to look down. I think you could almost say every miracle, somebody was looking at the Lord. Even Mary Magdalene, right? She said, hey, are you the gardener? You look familiar. She looked up. There's an inherent, ready? An inherent oppression that goes with folks who are struggling with sins of the eyes. They stop looking up and they look down. They might not literally always look down, but they look down on people. They look down on themselves because they don't know their identity as a Christian man or woman. Okay? And so the Lord can be right in front of them and they just can't see nothing. Now, it's a struggle because some of you folks may be married. At least I hope some of you. Anyway, there's a lot of kids running around. So anyway, and you may know the sins of your spouse. You're like, oh yeah, I noticed some about my spouse. Or I want you to come up and ask the Lord to heal your spouse through your eyes or heal your kids through your eyes. The concept of being prayed over for somebody in proxy is something that is absolutely supported by the church. You can't receive a sacrament in proxy. Like, I can't go to church for you. But you can be prayed over in proxy. And so there may be somebody in your life that's kind of blind right now. Okay? And if you don't come up and you say, Lord, I just want my eyes to heal. Okay? It's an amazing reality what people don't see when they're oppressed in their eyes. They don't see stuff. I'm going to give you an example. If I see one of you, and I don't really know you, and I don't really love you because I don't really know you, I don't really notice anything about you. I'm not going to notice if you're tired or if you don't feel well. But if my sister comes walking in, who I know and who I love, I'm like, hey, you feeling okay? I can see something's wrong with you. I don't have to see her in here. I can see her at a distance. You want to know why? Because I love her. I recognize things about my sister because there's a communion of hearts there. Okay? That's because she loves me and I love her. I don't notice things about you, folks, because I don't love you. Christ notices everything about you, but some of you don't notice anything about what he's doing in your life. Because you haven't yet said, I want to be able to see. So you just kind of go through life blind. Okay? Well, that's not a virtue. It's not a virtue to just sweep stuff under the carpet, right? Sweep it under your carpet and then your kids trip on it. So that's the first thing. I want all of you to come up and ask your eyes to be healed. Okay? It's very important. Are you with me so far? Now, it's beautiful that you got a full church, but I'm going to tell him something. If somebody posts at his rectory and goes, hey, can you pray over me tomorrow? The first thing that should come out of his mouth is, did you go to the Mass last night? Because I find sometimes that folks go, well, I don't do that, but you can pray over me in private. You know what? I shut them down. I shut them down. Shut them down, man. Don't keep doing it. You want to know why? Because people want it on their terms. It's not. I find that all the time. Oh, come on, Father. Come do something else for me. Did you go to the healing mass? No, why not? Well, I didn't have time. Well, I don't have time for you. If you guys want people to heal, then they got to post it things like this and pray as a community. That's where the healing starts. This isn't just because it has to be home delivered. Because they were so blind, they couldn't come to the mass. That's why. They don't want to see. The second thing I'm just going to challenge you about is the gift of hands. Too many times our culture says, you know what, just go back to yourself. Don't reach out. If you reach out, you're going to get slapped. What am I going to use tonight to heal you? Well, I'm going to use my hands. They've been anointed by the chrism of the bishop in 1997. They were anointed. They're priestly hands. The hands of Christ. By your baptism, folks, you should be healing people in your families. You know that? If you're a man or a woman and you're living a holy, chaste life, then you should be praying, folks. Your hands should be on your grandkids, whether they live in your state or another country. You should be putting your spiritual hands on people. You should be extending your hands to people. That's your calling. But if your hands are self-indulgent or seeking yourself or whatever it may be, if your hands are clicking that mouse that's going to something impure, guess what? You need to heal your hands. Your hands are going to be like weighted down. They're not going to be lifted up. That's your call. Your hands must bring healing. You know, not long ago, I was talking to a woman in my parish, and she said, you know, Father, when you put your hand on my back as I was praying, you came in, so I just felt like, wow, I felt something go through me. And then she later said, it reminded me of a time one time when I was where I was somebody, and somebody put their hand on me. I didn't know who it was, and I kind of felt like it was an act of sexuality against me. She said, I felt so awkward. You should have hands that heal your children. You should have hands that heal your children. That's your call by your baptism as a Christian parent or a grandparent. Healing hands. And I'll say this, and I'll close. If I don't put my hands on people to pray over them, it's a sin. Because it's a gift that God gave me. Fair? If you guys don't pray over your children, pray with your spouses, it's a sin. You should know better. Your hands can bring healing to that person if they're pure hands, if they're holy hands. So I'm going to ask you, do you have holy hands and holy eyes? When they are holy hands and holy eyes, what you touch will heal. What you touch will heal. Isn't that incredible? Think about it. What you touch will bring healing. I'm absolutely convinced of that. As my dad was dying, I asked him, hey, Pop, I want you to put your hands on the heads of everybody and say a prayer. It was 3 weeks before he died. He had his mangled old hands, right? Couldn't lift them. But all my brothers and sisters, my nieces and nephews, they all lowered their heads to their dad, to their grandpa, and he put his hands on each head, and he prayed over them. Those kids had never been prayed over in their entire life. Dad has prayed over me. He said, I'm going to give you a blessing if you put your hands on me. If you don't, I'm not giving you a blessing. Go find a good priest. And he would put his hands on my head. Can you imagine? That father blessing his son. That father was blessing his son, right? I want you to feel my hands when I've gone home to the Lord, is what he said, indirectly. That's what God wants for you. So I'm going to put hands on you tonight. We're going to bless you, Father Scott and I. We're going to do a little renunciation, okay? So I ask you to please kneel. And so we're going to do a renunciation. A renunciation is a renouncement of all the sins, okay? We're just going to go through 15, 20 of them, okay? And I want you to renounce them for your entire lineage. Your mom and dad, your grandpa, uncles, aunts. I want you to renounce them from your entire lineage Because everybody in this church is carrying the burden of your lineage. Everyone. Every person in this church has that burden. Every one of you. And so we want to pass down graces to them that are below us. So I'm just going to ask you to repeat after me. My Lord, you are all powerful. You are God, you are Father. We beg through the intercession of help of the angels, Michael, Raphael, and Gabriel, for my deliverance and the deliverance of all those in my family, especially those enslaved to the evil one. I renounce the spirit of anxiety. I renounce the spirit of sadness. I renounce the spirit of obsessions. I renounce the spirit of fornication. I renounce the spirit of envy. I renounce the spirit of jealousy. I renounce the spirit of rage. I renounce the spirit of death. I renounce the spirit of suicide. I renounce the spirit of the occult. I renounce the spirit of every sinful sexuality. I renounce the spirit of loneliness. I renounce the spirit of depression. I renounce the spirit of isolation. I renounce the spirit of drunkenness. I renounce the spirit of curses and snares. I renounce the spirit of sterilization. The spirit of contraception. The spirit of revenge. The spirit of Wicca and covens. Spirit of Wicca and the spirit of hexes and vexes. And all evil spirits coming against me. And I accept the spirit of faith, the spirit of hope, the spirit of love, and the spirit and all spirits of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So let me just pray a prayer over you as you remain kneeling. Lord Jesus, you came to heal our wounded and troubled hearts. I beg you to heal the torments that cause anxiety in the hearts of these people. I beg you in a special way to heal all those who are in pain of sin. I beg you to come into their lives and heal them of any psychological harms that struck them in their early years and from injuries that may have caused throughout their lives. Lord Jesus, you know their burdens. I lay them all on your good shepherd's heart. I beg you by the merits of the great open wound of your heart to heal the small wounds that are in our hearts. Heal the pain of our memories so that nothing that has happened to them will cause us to remain in pain and anguish, filled with anxiety. Heal, O Lord, all those wounds that have been the cause of all the evil that is rooted in our lives. We want to forgive all those who have offended us. Look to those inner sores that make us unable to forgive. You who came to forgive the afflicted of heart, please heal our own hearts. Heal, my Lord Jesus, those intimate wounds that cause me physical illness. We offer you our hearts. Accept it, Lord, purify them. And give us the spirits of your divine heart. Help us to be meek and humble. Help us, O Lord, heal us, O Lord, from the pain that caused by death of our loved ones, which may be oppressing us. Grant us to regain peace and joy in the knowledge that you are the resurrection and life. And make us an authentic witness to your resurrection, your victory over sin and death, your loving presence among us. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.